بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن معاذ رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: بعثني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى اليمن فقال: إنك تأتي قوما من أهل الكتاب فادعهم إلى شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله، فإنهم أطاعوا لذلك فأعلمهم أن الله تعالى افترض عليهم 5 صلوات في كل يوم وليلة، فإنهم أطاعوا لذلك فأعلمهم أن الله تعالى افترض عليهم صدقة تؤخذ من أغنيائهم فترد على فقرائهم، فإنهم أطاعوا لذلك فإياك وكرائم أموالهم، واتق دعوة المظلوم فإنه ليس بينها وبين الله حجاب. متفق عليه. So in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala, he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent me to Yemen. It's a lengthy incident wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala to Yemen to invite the people to Islam, and there were many Muslims already living there, so to teach them the practices of deen, salat, etc. So he was sent as a muallim also. He was also sent as a qadi, a judge, to decide amongst matters if they had any disputes and to give them the correct verdicts. And he was sent as a da'i to invite the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his deen. And when Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu was leaving Medina Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bids him farewell, and Mu'adh radiallahu anhu was mounted on the animal, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking, and Mu'adh felt that it was disrespectful for him to be riding the camel and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walking. So he tries to dismount, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him not to dismount but to remain, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued walking with him and giving parting advices. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Ya Mu'adh, لَعَلَّكَ أَن تَمُرَّ بِمَسْجِدِي وَقَبْرِي, that this is going to be, عَسَىٰ أَن لَا تَلْقَانِي بَعْدَ عَامِي هَذَا, perhaps you're not going to meet me again after this year, and the next time you come, you go past my masjid and my qabr. And this caused Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu to cry profusely. Rasulullah could not see his sahabi crying, so he turned his face away, because it was very painful for him also to see his sahabi crying. This is going to be the last time they are meeting one another. And the same Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala was a young sahabi, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told him specifically once, Wallahi ya Mu'adh, inni la'uhibbuka fillah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes the qasam that by Allah, O Mu'adh, I love you for the sake of Allah. So it was a very difficult time now for Mu'adh to leave and depart and leave Madina Munawwara. Nonetheless, he says, and amongst the advices Rasul gave him on that occasion, he tells him, إِنَّكَ تَأْتِي قَوْمًا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, you are now going to come to a people who are from the Ahli Kitab. So he's going as a governor to Yemen, and as I mentioned, he's going as a da'i to invite the people towards Islam. They are people who are Ahli Kitab, in other words, the Yahud and Nasara living there. When you go there, the first thing you should do, فَدْعُهُمْ إِلَىٰ شَهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, give them da'wah towards Islam. Invite them towards testifying that there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah, and I, that is Rasulullah, I am the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنْهُمْ أَطَاعُوا لِذَٰلِكَ, if they accept this, then well and good, then فَأَعْلِمْهُمْ, teach them, inform them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made 5 times salat compulsory upon them for each day. In other words, they have 5 times salat that is compulsory upon them every day. فَإِنْهُمْ أَطَاعُوا لِذَٰلِكَ, if they accept this, then teach them and explain to them that Allah Ta'ala has made zakat compulsory upon them. تُوْخَذُ مِنْ أَغْنِيَائِهِمْ فَتُرَدُّ عَلَىٰ فُقْرَائِهِمْ, this zakat will be taken from the rich people and then given to the poor. And this is the teaching of Islam, and there's great wisdom in this. Allah Ta'ala teaches us to share our wealth. And of course, the wealth will be taken from the rich. This wealth that we have is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala is only taking 2.5% of it. It should not be difficult upon any person, no matter how much of wealth he has. to give this 2.5% zakat which is due to him. There are many people who haven't paid zakat for years and they find it very difficult to give. Just give 2.5%. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got so much of his wisdom that this money is taken out and given to your old Muslim brothers and sisters, فَتُرَدُّ عَلَىٰ فُقُرَائِهِمْ, and this zakat will be given to their poor. And then if they accept this, then be careful that you take away their very precious wealth as zakat. In other words, if a person had camels, for example, and one or two camels was now incumbent as zakat, so the zakat collector, when he goes, then say the camel of 3 years old, one of those camels has to be taken as zakat from the owner and now given to the poor, or brought to Baitul Mal and then discharged and given to the poor. The person who's taking and collecting the zakat, the zakat collector who's going on behalf of the Muslim government, he should not just take away the precious one, the very nice looking one. Because this one is precious to the owner, it will fetch him more wealth, more money, it is dear to him. A person could take another one which is of 3 years old. Why must you take this very precious one? Because that is very beneficial for the person. So Rasulullah is teaching us also that the person who is going to collect the zakat, he should refrain from taking the very precious one. This will tantamount to making zulam upon the person. And therefore Rasulullah said, وَاتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ, save yourself, protect yourself from the curse of the oppressed person. So in any matter, not necessarily only this occasion, but if we make zulam upon a person is owed some right and we don't give him his right, or we have usurped some property of his, no matter how small the item may be, no matter how big it may be, and we have been unfair to him, we have oppressed him, and this person now makes dua to Allah Ta'ala, he cries to Allah Ta'ala, or she cries to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that this person has made zulam upon me. And the person is right in his dua, he's correct in making this claim. Rasulullah says, فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. When this person makes the dua to Allah Ta'ala, the curse to Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, that zalim, he has oppressed me, then there is no barrier between the dua of the oppressed person and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, meaning that the dua of this mazloom person is readily accepted by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If Allah accepts the dua of the mazloom, then Allah will take revenge on behalf of the mazloom person. Therefore, we should be very, very careful. Whether it is family, whether it is friends, whoever it may be, or business partners, or people who come, customers, clients, never make zulam upon any person. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath and this curse of this person. Whoever is owed anything, settle the debt, settle the thing in this world, the dispute in this world, lest we come on the day of Qiyamah and we come on Pul Sirat, and then the person comes, and now he claims all the things, his rights that we usurp in this world. And on that day, the currency will not be the rands and cents that we have. It will be the a'mal of the akhirat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that person then your good deeds. And when you don't have enough good deeds to give him, then all his bad deeds will be put onto you. And then you will be thrown in Jahannam. Allah ta'ala protect us from making zulam. Allah give us tawfiq of understanding these ahadith and making amal. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alamin. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.